I've got something exciting to talk to you about. We're thrilled to welcome Mia Nielsen to Classical Mornings. Mia is the director of Art Toronto, Canada's international fair for modern and contemporary art, which returns to the Metro Toronto Convention Centre from October 23rd to the 26th for its 26th edition. This year's fair features over 100 exhibitors from across Canada, Latin America, and around the globe. Two major programs headline this edition, Art Sur, curated by Karen Huber, and a groundbreaking showcase of Latin American art and generations, an intergenerational portrait of Canadian art curated by Mia herself. Mia, welcome to Classical Mornings. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Really, really appreciate it. And we were saying, we were just talking before we started here, and about a recurring theme through everything, and that is how history is impacting today's art.
Absolutely. And I think in decades past, we've really looked at contemporary artists as working in a kind of vacuum, that they were responding directly to that time and place.
Uh-huh.
But it's exciting now, and at the fair itself, to look at where artists have come from, what artists have mentored them, either directly or indirectly, what their influences are, how they've gotten to this work. And this section reflects a global interest in looking at intergenerational connections between contemporary artists and those who came before.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned also, like, for instance, the importance of highlighting small areas that people are from in South America, say, mm-hmm. and having them communicate what is around them.
Exactly. And it's a wonderful thing to be able to go into a fair and to discover these snapshots of community, whether they're international community or whether they're communities across Canada.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that's really exciting about Arte Sur that Karen Huber, a Mexican curator, put together, she has incredible connections across the region. And we see even there a modernism that emerges in the 60s that, you know, is so complementary to the abstract expressionist movement that came out of the U.S. that, of course, you know, was seen in the Automatisse and in Quebec and Painters 11 here in Toronto. So it's really exciting to feel the bigness and the connectedness of the world in one huge exhibition.
So how do you do it, Mia? I mean, this is huge. You know, 100 galleries?
Yeah, it's over 110 this year, yeah.
So
yeah.
How do you choose, for instance?
Yeah.
And how do you, I mean, you're still alive. You're here. You actually came
absolutely
in today.
Thriving, celebrating.
My goodness, how do you do it? Come on.
Oh, my goodness. I have to say, I am a lifelong art lover, and working with gallerists who are so connected to the work that they're showing. Just yesterday, I was reviewing some of the PDFs that exhibitors are sending of works that, you know, that are in the crates, that are like on the trucks, that are on the planes, you know, on their way to the show. And like, I just can't even tell you how exciting it was to see. And you know, I gotta say, it is a shopping event, and
I was just thinking that. Yeah.
And I was very pleasantly surprised to see the a really healthy range of price points, where you know there will be excellent works on the show floor for hundreds, you know, a few thousand dollars, and then of course, you know, it is art, so the sky's the limit, my friend.
Do you really have a RioPel that's going to be there?
Oh yeah, we have a number of
RioPels.
Yes, yes, yes. I know. That's why you got to come.
That's why you got to come. Even just if you're not in the market to buy something, just mm-hmm. go and look.
Absolutely.
It's such an education.
And it's also important to remember that museums across the country come to Art Toronto to acquire works for their collections.
Mm.
So the fair itself is very much an exhibition that is feeding our museums.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you see something on the show floor and, you know, in another year you might see it at the National Gallery, or you might see it, you know, at the Ramey in Saskatchewan or the VAG in BC.
Mm-hmm. Well, and also, I mean, you were talking, Germany is present there.
Oh, absolutely.
And Venice.
Yes.
I mean, it's just... Yeah. It's so exciting.
Yeah. I got to tell you one thing I'm particularly excited about with this show. So within Artesur, we have a number of galleries that are bringing Indigenous artists from the Amazonian region.
Yes.
Of course, in Canada, we have one of the most robust and longest standing Indigenous art markets in the world. We are seen as a global leader in the preservation and collection of Indigenous artists.
Wonderful.
We are also welcoming a gallery from Australia, N. Smith Gallery, that is bringing exclusively a program of Indigenous artists from the South Pacific, including Maori artists from what we now know as New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
And so something that I think is very exciting with Art Toronto this year is this global approach to indigeneity that we don't see at fairs anywhere else in the world. Mm-hmm. Over 50% of our galleries have Indigenous artists in their program. Canadian, you know, American, from South America, from all across the world.
Mm-hmm.
So seeing those links that sometimes the iconography is similar from different regions. Sometimes it's very different. It's really exciting to see.
Will any of the artists be there?
Yes, particularly opening night, some of the artists will be there, will be in attendance.
It's just amazing to me. And Art Toronto, it's grown so much into a truly international, as you've just been describing, event. Can you give us a sense of the scope and scale of this year's fair? Like, what makes this 26th edition particularly exciting?
Well, we've certainly talked about the Artesur section and the Generation section. I would add to that Dr. Zoe Whitley, a phenomenal curator from London, has put together our Focus exhibition. Again, it touches on some intergenerational themes, but it's a way to appreciate the art that is coming out of Canada as seen by the global community.
Mm-hmm.
That's very exciting. We also have some incredible installations across the show floor. One notable piece is by Karen Tam, a Montreal-based artist who is creating this massive site-specific work. Another one is Manuel Mathieu, also from Montreal, a globally recognized artist who has developed a new trajectory in his work, moving away from or incorporating painting and sculpture in a way, but this is a scent installation.
Oh, wow. What a great idea.
Right? It'll be amazing.
So for someone who's not been there before and who is a little perhaps intimidated by the prospect of all these things, this huge exhibition, where should they start? How do they go about looking there and deciding what to see?
Sure. I recommend not trying to take a linear approach. I think I personally approach a lot of museums this way, to be honest with you. I encourage people who are new to art to come in and just kind of let it wash over you. Don't feel like you have to spend an equal amount of attention with each piece you see. Just if you see something in the distance that catches your eye, go there. And just take in that moment with that work. Speak to the gallerist. Get some information about the piece, about the artist, and, you know, even make some mental notes about like, oh, it's interesting, you know, maybe it's this painting or it's this particular like reference of this work that's interesting. And just, you know what, it's like treat it like going to a new city. And let yourself get a little bit lost and then find yourself in the process.
And can you tell me just a little bit more about, I'm fascinated, of course, in the importance of Indigenous art and how it's impacted everything and life and has impacted it as well.
Mm-hmm.
And over history and over time. So tell us more about Generations.
Sure. Generations is a program that really looks at contemporary artists and particularly those in Canada, but also some from South America as well, contemporary artists and how the artists before them have influenced their work. So what you'll see, for instance, is art is a language, and we pass that language down from artist to artist. And so you might see a work from decades past, and then you'll see some, you know, gesture or some kind of coloration or some reference, and the gallerists are the experts, right? So when you're in these exhibition spaces, definitely invite the gallerist to speak to the work and ask what, you know, brings them together.
That's a great idea.
Because they will be the ones who'll be able to, you know, like, truthfully, to teach you about, you know, where this work is coming from and what methods or interests are being kind of passed down over the decades and changing hands.
Mm-hmm. Mia, thank you so much for coming in. Thank you so much for joining us. And I think it's all very exciting.
It's a genuine pleasure, and I hope to see you at the show next week.
You will. You will.
Excellent.
It sounds like this year's Art Toronto is going to be a spectacular event. For listeners, public viewing is Friday, October 24th from 12 to 8 p.m., on Saturday, October 25th from 12 to 8 p.m., and Sunday, October 26th. 12 to 6 p.m. You can find all the details, including ticketing information and the full exhibitor list at arttoronto.ca. Thanks so much.
Thank you.